And something that kind of looks like a lobster that you find in
crabs.
Mm-hmm. Or in fresh water.
Oh, in fresh water that looks like a lobster. Crawfish would be about the nearest thing.
Okay. And a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
Does a turtle stay on land or water?
They can stay on either one. Really, they can swim and live pretty much in the water. They're always on logs and things around your creeks and your streams and the river and whatnot. But yet you find them on land too.
What do you call the thing that stays just on land? Big thing that digs holes?
That's your gopher.
Okay, they have those of
them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have gophers.
And if you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Oh, you got to dig your worm.
What different kinds?
You have your wigglers, earthworms, red worms.
And a small fish you can use for bait.
We use a minnow for bait.
And something you'd hear making a croaking noise around the lake at night.
Your frogs.
What do you call the big ones?
Bullfrog.
And the tiny green ones?
I don't know. I don't know what to call them. Just little frogs.
What about the ones that stay on land?
Little tree frogs and that sort of thing. And then you have your frogs in the yard, but I don't know of any particular name for them.
And kind of an insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
That's some type of little old moth, isn't it?
Okay, you're talking about several of those. You talk about several.
Yeah. For any particular. That's usually what we see. There's a little moth flying around the light up there.
Okay, or there might be several.
Moths.
And something that has a light in its tail.
Oh, your lightning bug.
And something that flies around at night and bites you.
Mosquito.
And tiny red insect.
Red bug. Chigger. I say red bug.
Okay. And this is a kind of insect that would be around damp places. It's maybe about this big. It's got two pairs of shiny wings. And some people say that it eats mosquitoes and...
Mosquito hawk.
Okay. Any other names for that?
I think there is, but I can't know what it would be now. We've always said mosquito hawk.
Do you ever hear dragonfly or snake doctor?
Dragonfly is familiar. But usually, anybody that's talking about him, he said, "Oh, I saw a mosquito hawk over there."
Okay. And the insect that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
Not here, huh? The grasshopper is about the only term that I can think of it.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
We'd find spider webs.
Would you call it the same thing if it's outside?
Yes, we would here, I think. It'd still be a spider web.
And what kinds of insects will sting you?
Bees, wasps, hornets, and...
What about something that's yellow and black striped?
Yellow jacket.
Where do they build their nest?
Usually in the ground.
And something builds a nest out of dirt or mud.
Mm-hmm. Dirt dauber.
Do they sting?
If you make them mad, they'll sting you. You have to kind of force them into it. They're not normally an animal, a bug that will attack you. You've got to hem him up, but he will sting you.
And you'd say, he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he went all the way home.
Ran all the way home.
And you'd say he has...
Run.
And children like to...
Run.
And you'd ask someone, what time does the movie...
Start.
Or another way of saying that.
Began.
You'd say it must have already...
Began.
And 10 minutes ago it...
Begun.
And... Say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go